south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. Okay, you know, I always say you definitely need a lawyer right away when you come down here to Latin America. Not, of course, if you're just coming down here on vacation. But you do need a lawyer if you plan on staying down here for an extended length of time. Now, there are some gringos and expats down here, specifically people on a very low budget, like backpackers, for example, that could go for years and never have to deal with a government entity or even a lawyer. In fact, I occasionally run into gringos and expats down here that are so off the radar that they've been living in a country, for example, Honduras, Guatemala, Salvador, for 5, 10, even 20 years and have let their passports expire. It's not a very smart thing to let your passport expire unless you're already well into the process of getting another passport from the Latin country you're living in. Because, you know, you'll have to have a passport that's in force from your home country, let's say the U.S., to even apply for a residency. So don't go thinking, well, my U.S. passport expired 6 months ago. Best hook up with my lawyer and start that residency process going. Well, that's not going to happen. You must keep your first world passport in good standing at least till the permanent residency in the country you're in is all locked in. Anyway, like I said, if you're planning on staying in any Latin country for an extended period of time, you're going to need a lawyer. And if you have a very, very low-key life, you'll probably never have to use them except for routine things like opening a bank account and getting that residency going. Now, if you have a more complicated life and you're doing a lot more things in business, etc., you're going to need him for SA corporations, getting you utility hookups in your home or apartment. He'll be what they call the fiador, the guy that, well, is your so-called sponsor. And you'll need him as a sponsor on long-term internet hookup contracts and if you're getting health insurance. Now, if you've been listening to my shows for any period of time, you'll know that already. So then why am I talking about lawyers again? Well, you'll always need a lawyer if you're going to buy a car down here in Latin America. So you'll need your lawyer to buy a car, and you just might need him to hook up with car insurance, too. Now, a certain percentage of gringos and expats that come down here to Latin America know some Spanish. Over the years, in fact, I've met quite a few who are actually Spanish teachers up in the States. They come down here to Latin America with a huge advantage, of course. I'd say it's probably a lot less than 5% of gringos who come down here with a tremendous fluency like that. Now, of course, with that comes a lot of confidence. And I've noticed a lot of these fluent speakers say, hell, I don't need a lawyer. I know my Spanish. I can do all this myself. I know I'll have to stand in a lot of lines, but I'll save some money for sure. And along the way, of course, it'll be a learning experience to sit with the common folks and fight it out at those government offices. And a certain percent of fluent gringos with a lot of time on their hands do fight it out like that. In fact, some look forward to it. They get their boots on the ground and they feel it's a great learning experience. And a lot of said overconfident gringos think the easiest way to do that is to march right up, get in line, and confront the government bureaucracy head on. Like the 95% of the rest of the Latin population that can't afford a lawyer. Well, speaking from experience, unless you've got infinite amounts of time on your hands, I'm telling you, it's not worth it. You're still going to need that lawyer. In a second, I'm going to tell you a little story that happened just this week. Now remember, I've been down here more than 25 years now, and my Spanish is at least 90%. Even so, this week I found I couldn't even do what you might consider a very simple thing. Pay the yearly license renewal fee for my car. Even though I successfully paid it rather quickly last year, the year before, and many years before that. But this year, they changed the system. In the past, I just take my little driver's registration card. It looks like a credit card called a calcomanía that has all of your vehicle's registration numbers, etc. on it. So what you'd do is every year, go down to a government-authorized bank. They'd print that bank list in the paper every once in a while, so you'd get it from there. Or ask your lawyer. So you'd go to the bank, hand them that little calcomanía card, they'd tell you the fee you've got to pay, they print out a little sticker, and that's your new sticker for the year. At least that's how it was done until this year in most Latin countries. But now, you see, in the effort to become modernized, Most Latin governments are now computerizing that system so that you can do it at home, online. Go to the right government website, click on the vehicle plate renewal link, and you'd think then you just have to do a few things like plug in your plate number along with your name, that would be you or an SA corporation. Then you'd print out a receipt and bring it down to any one of those authorized banks and you're finished. They'd stamp it paid. You'd put it in your car's glove compartment, and if you ever got pulled over, you'd just hand it to the cop as proof of payment for the year. Sounds simple, huh? But believe me, it ain't. And by the way, that's really the only reason you'll ever get pulled over at one of those roadblocks, to see if you'd paid your yearly fee for your plates. Like any lard-ass government slopping at the trough, the only reason most government agencies exist is to extort money from you. It's no different in Latin America, but luckily down here, the extortion rates are very small. So, for example, if you get pulled over and you haven't paid your yearly license fee, you're going to get fined maybe $35. Nope, they won't hold you. They won't take your car away. They'll just write you a ticket. Oh, and by the way, I use the car a lot, and in the last calendar year, I got pulled over a total of once. Remember, cops don't chase you down here. They just stake out busy roads and flag people down once in a while. Then, the first thing they'll do is ask you for your license, registration, and the proof that you've paid your vehicle's license fee for the year. And you know, it doesn't matter if your windshield's broken out or if you've got 40 people packed in the back of your pickup truck, your bumper's torn off, you've got no headlights, taillights, or seatbelts, even if you're carrying a truckload of nuclear waste. All they care is you've got your license, registration, and yearly plate fee paid up. So they'll fine you for that, but practically nothing else. Oh, and by the way, like I said in a past show, if you don't have your license or registration, you'll just get a $25 to $50 fine. They won't hold you. They won't take your car. They'll just write you a ticket. That is, if you're a Latin person. However, if you're a gringo, a lot of times they'll just let you slide. Yep, the gringo advantage is alive and well. Again, we're talking off the gringo tourist trail here. In Costa Rica, Panama, and parts of Mexico, it's a completely different story. They'll nail you. So anyway, suddenly, throughout Latin America, paying your yearly car registration fee has become a complete, utter nightmare. Because you see, Latin governments, in their retarded, moronic, pinheaded effort to modernize. I know, I'm being way too kind here, so I'll dispense with the compliments. In other words, they're creating yet another bureaucratic layer, this time with computers programmed by dickheads and operated by people with sixth grade educations. Shades of old vomit care, huh? So now, they've done what they've always done, made it so impossibly complicated, so full of errors and glitches, that almost no one, even local Latins who are so-called computer literate, can figure it out. Now you have to wonder, who developed the buggy, retarded software for this crappy new system? Obviously the contract went out to some congressman's friend or relative. Someone with Bush Jr.'s IQ, I imagine. Sounds familiar, huh? Now, you must remember that I said many times that only 15 to 20% of all Latins have a reliable internet hookup at home. But now, even those cheap throwaway phones have internet hookups for those all-important tweets, of course. And that means practically everyone in Latin America, even the shoeshine boy, can post a photo and explain the consistency of their latest bowel movement on Facebook. And, of course, the GPS coordinates of the McDonald's where the act was performed. So I suppose anyone who's got a car or a truck, whatever, could hypothetically get online and give this new license renewal thing a try. I mean, wasn't that the idea in the first place? To streamline the old procedure? Which really was simple, except for the fact you'd end up standing in line at a bank for a couple hours. Well, I'm sure you've gathered by now, they've done nothing but cook up another stinking batch of bovine excrement. Because, as I'll explain in detail soon enough, first of all, there are four big pages to the form you have to fill out, with characters and letters so small you can't read it on a standard smartphone. You really do need a full-screen computer. Oh, and by the way, here's something else I failed to mention. You have to print out those four pages, and you'll notice a few warnings here and there that say you should only bring the last page to the bank. Which means you've got to have a working printer, right? Well, in the latest straw poll that I've seen in one of the big Latin newspapers, it says that less than 5% of Latins have a computer printer that's working at home. So even though 15 to 20% of Latin families have an internet hookup at home, only about one in four of those folks has a printer that's actually working. So, Even if you were able to navigate through this retarded, chaotic government no man's land, you'll have to load those pages in the cloud or on a USB and go to an Office Depot or some kind of internet cafe and print them out. And remember, like I said, there are warnings all over the place on this internet site that you should only print out the last page of 4. So, why do you think that is? I've been wondering that too. So anyway, like I said, my Spanish is about 90%, so I actually don't need a lawyer for a lot of things. Meaning, for the past 10 years or so, I haven't needed any help in paying my yearly license renewal fee. Now, you know up in the States, you're reminded of your license renewal time with a snail mail and email. For example, in Chicago, you pay, I think, these days $101 to renew your car registration, and you can do it all online. And of course, your registration comes due, or the old one expires, depending on the date you first bought your car and got it registered. That is your payment period. So why am I mentioning this? Because get ready, down here in Latin America, everybody registers at the same time, on January 1st of each year. That means, for example, in a country like Panama, you've got about 2 million drivers that have to register on the 1st. Now, this is Latin America, so one of the hardest things in the world for these governments to do is to get people to pay that registration fee on time. Which is why, right now, in August, I'm reading from the Central American Data Express news service that approximately only 40 to 45% of drivers have paid their license renewal fees for 2015, even though they were due on January 1st, which was 6 months ago. So you have to ask, how can that happen? Well, the only way you can really explain it is by mañana time and, well, tradition. Which, by the way, is the reason why all these countries are switching to these retarded online systems. They think it'll make life easier and so people will pay on time. Yeah, when pigs fly. So they've made it easier for the public, right? The vast majority of which have no access to internet, much less their own printer, to actually print out the forms. How's that for genius planning? So, in another truly brilliant move, Latin governments have set it up so that everyone has to pay at the same time, totally independent of when you registered your car. You see, as it turns out, before January 1st of every year, about 3 months before that, articles will appear in the paper telling people it's time to pay their yearly car registration. Then when January 1st comes around and less than 50% have paid it, the government can't very well fine half of the drivers in the country. Well, they could, but they don't. Now, every June and July, you'll see articles saying you must pay your license fee by August 1st. Now, I know how ridiculous this sounds, but it is a symptom of how Latins feel about their government. You gotta love it, huh? That half or more of all Latin American drivers for the first 6 months of every year are driving vehicles that are not legally registered. The truth is, I've spoken to a couple of these guys at the motor vehicle department, and they said if they actually forced everyone to pay by January 1st, they'd have lines in front of banks and government offices 10 blocks long. Why? Because they haven't figured out yet that one of the most idiotic moves they ever made was years ago when they didn't stagger out the payment plan by car registration date. So, these motor vehicle guys will tell you, it's a relief to have people pay late. How you like that? Now, the government revenue departments hate that, but the workers sitting on their fat, dead asses wouldn't have it any other way. Meanwhile, the bean counters are pushing these stupid new reforms. Even though license and vehicle registration fees never really increase the living standards for the public, what doesn't go for salaries gets stolen and ends up buying the summer homes, the SUVs, the helicopters, and the fleet of bodyguards for the select few scumbag bottom feeders at the top of the government food chain. Wait, did I say bottom feeders at the top of the government food chain? Well, you know what I mean. So the system's been broken a long time, yet it still rolls on. And now I've noticed in the papers, there are notices saying if you don't pay by August 1st, the fines, called multas down here, will actually be imposed. So now we've just poked into August already, and guess what? Still, 40 to 50% of people have not paid. Why? Because of this brand new online system that's got everyone confused, including the government and the banks that are supposed to collect the money. Now, normally, us gringos and expats just let our lawyers do all this. In fact, your lawyer himself won't go down and do it. It'll be someone from his office, though. That's always been the way for gringos and expats who have little or no Spanish. Then, as your Spanish gets better and better, you try certain things yourself, like paying the water, cable TV, electric bill, etc., as well as your car license fee renewal. That used to be simple. So then, let me tell you just what happened to me this week when I tried to do it. Now remember, if I can't get this done after being down here 25 years, well, you see where I'm going with this. Anyway, now just to tell you up front that me and almost all expats and gringos wait till the last minute to pay our license fees too because, well, no one gets a notice in the mail or by email like in the States, and if you don't read the papers much, you won't see the delinquency notices either. And even if you do read the paper, you think, well, hell, no one pays it till August anyway, so why should I? You don't get fined. So anyway, let me walk you through the process that I went through, and once again, I thank Buddha that I didn't have a loaded weapon nearby. You'll understand why in a second. Now, you've heard me talk about how for some expats, road rage never really goes away. Even down here in Latin America, it's always smoldering under the surface. Well, expat Eddie has coined another malady that gringos often have and just can't get rid of. He calls it cashier or checkout counter rage. And that you can experience anywhere down here in Latin America, but most often in government and bank offices. Anyway, here's what happened to me. Last week, in the paper, it said in bold letters, you can now, for the first time, pay your car registration fee online. And it said, if you don't do it online, you have to go down to the center of the city to one of the specific government offices and buy a useless government document called a boleto ornato for about $2 or $3. Then, and only then, can you do it the old way and bring that registration card with you to the bank and pay it. However, it's said in this news article that if you don't go through the process online, there are bound to be gigantic lines at the government-authorized banks. Now, I remember last year I waited at least 45 minutes to get mine processed at the bank, so this year I was all for streamlining things. Oh, and by the way, remember I said it was $101 a year if you pay for your car registration in Illinois? You also have to go to the Emission Control Center and pay $15 or $20. And if your car doesn't pass, the repair fees really start adding up. Note that down here in Latin America, except I believe for Mexico and Costa Rica, there are no emission control centers. For better or worse. For worse, because every time you hit the road, you're going to end up behind some guy blowing a cloud of smoke in your face. But in a way, it's for the better because you have one less bureaucratic nightmare to deal with. Oh, and by the way, there is a very simple way to clean up all the car and truck pollution down here in Latin America. One that would involve almost no government interference whatsoever. Minimal, anyway. And virtually no pollution control bureaucracy to speak of. And that would be, forbid the licensing or use of any car or truck that was over, let's say, 10 years old. Because you see, it's the cars and trucks and buses that are 10 years old and over that are blowing the smoke, not the newer ones. So what if you have a car or bus over 10 years old? Well, then maybe you'd have to pay double, triple, even quadruple the normal licensing fee. Let me tell you, that'll stop those junks from cluttering up the road down here. But a simple solution like that is way too logical for any government, I guess. Now, if you remember earlier, I mentioned that in Illinois, it's $101 a year for registering any car. Well, wouldn't you know, down here in Latin America, they made a bureaucratic mess out of that, too. Nope, it's not a single yearly fee for any and all cars. It's highly dependent on the make, model, and year, and the size of the engine. And of course, the newer the vehicle is, the more you pay. Suppose you had, for example, a Toyota RAV, you know, small SUV. In most Latin countries, you'll pay anywhere from $200 to $500 for the plate the first year. Then the second year, maybe $50 less. Then, by about the fifth year, it's down to $200. After about 7 to 10 years old, all cars settle in to around maybe $75 a year. And what do you get for that? Absolutely nothing. Bad roads, potholes, terrible lighting at night, lack of guardrails. But you knew that already, right? But luckily, in all the high-end neighborhoods where wealthy Latins live, and of course, most expat gringos, the roads are nice, there's good lighting, and even the occasional guardrail. Anyway, my point is you never really know exactly how much you're going to pay for your car renewal till you go down to the bank or check it out on the internet. Now, why every individual car is not billed at the same rate, who knows? There's absolutely no logic to it, but since when did anyone ever accuse a government of being logical? That would be the purview of the private sector, right? So anyway, here's that simple process that turned into a two-day nightmare for me. About a week ago, I went to the government website as directed. And guess what? When I got there, there's a grand total of 24 government forms there. And you're supposed to know the form you want, then you select it. And the only clue you have is that there are 5 government forms that have the word vehicle in them. So eventually, as you click through the forms, you get the one that talks about registration. Okay, so if your Spanish is not at least 50% at this point, it could take you 20 minutes to never to find the correct form. But that's just the beginning. Okay, so you pull the right form up. But what they don't tell you is that it's just 1 of 4 pages. And by the way, when you click on the site that they tell you in the newspaper, the letters and words in the email address itself have nothing to do with a vehicle or registration site. There's no hint there. You know, nothing with the word vehicle or DMV in the title that might help. Again, that would be way too logical, wouldn't it? Well, you know what they say? The top 5% of every college graduating class goes into business and the bottom 5% go into government. You know what government flunkies used to say in Chicago? C's get degrees. I guess that's a worldwide truism, huh? Oh, and by the way, when you load in that government webpage, it only hits or connects about 1 out of 3 times. Obviously, because the morons vastly underestimated the number of hits they were going to get. Okay, so I'm on the right government website, and I've found my way to the right form. And it says on the form, how many vehicles would you like to validate or register? And your choices are 1 or 2 or more. Of course, this is in Spanish again. So I click 1, and one of those little security boxes pops up with a jumble of letters. Of course, then you type them in to prove you're a human and not a bot. Anyway, I soon found out it doesn't matter what letters or symbols you type in. When you press go or enter, it accepts them. The pinheads screwed that up, too. So you might ask me how I figured that out so quickly. Well, once I put my license plate number and tax number in, because it asks for that, too, and I press the little go box that says consult the data for this vehicle, I'd press that button and repeatedly a red flag would come up and say, this license plate does not exist in our system. And I did it about 5 times. Each time I had to go back to the beginning to the box where it said I had to choose between 1 vehicle or 2 vehicles or more. So I'd go back, press 1 vehicle, put in my license plate number and the tax number, and it would continuously say this vehicle is not registered in the system. So after about 5 times, I'm about to give up. Thinking about, guess what, calling my lawyer and letting his office do this, like almost every other gringo does. Then I decided, well, maybe I'll check this other box that says 2 or more vehicles. Now, of course, I don't have 2 or more vehicles, so I'm grasping at straws and it shouldn't work. So when I clicked that little icon, it accepted my data and all of a sudden, it recognized the car and gave me a few more options to pick. And that's how I discovered when the box came up with the jumbled letters that you can put anything in, because I had to do it 5 frickin' times. And right about now, I'm thinking, what about all those poor Latins that are all thumbs? They're at somebody's computer and they get stuck at the very same point, putting in 1 vehicle and never getting past that. And I'm thinking, if I'm going to give up after 5 tries and call my lawyer, what about those poor schmucks? Okay, I'm on page 2 of this 4-page form now, and I don't know that it has 4 pages. So it gives me the option to save or print. So I printed out these 2 pages as instructed and drove over to the bank. Took about a half hour. I walk up there and they look at me and they say, there's 2 more pages you have to print out. Now this is after waiting in line a half hour like you usually do in a bank down here. I say, what? She says, yeah, you know, you got to print out all 4 pages. So I get back to my computer, get to page 3, and it tells me my final payment, which is about $80. And then it says in small letters, this may not reflect the true cost. You may have some transit fines that must be resolved first. Click here on this link to see if you've accumulated any fines this year. So I click that link and guess what? There's 5 more links. And now you got to find out if you've got any outstanding tickets. You click on the first link that says National Police Fines. Then you go through that, you put your plate number down again, along with your tax ID number, then those jumbled security letters come up again, and you can put in anything there, like I said before, and it'll work. And finally, after about 5 to 10 minutes, you'll find out if you've got any fines there. Now, there's 4 more links, and you've got to do that 4 more times. One of them's for the transit police, one for the police in the outlying areas, that would be kind of like the sheriff's department. And in this case, there's 2 more counties that assess their own local fines, and you got to check those too. And of course, depending on the Latin country you're in, all this can be slightly different. Good luck with that. So for me, luckily, there were no fines. I can just imagine the continuing nightmare that would have been to resolve those. The only saving grace there is that they're generally very small, anywhere from 20 to 50 bucks. Okay, so then I printed out all those four pages, and it was getting late. The banks were closed. The next morning, I went down to the bank, half hour again in traffic and a half hour in the line, and guess what? They told me I couldn't pay it. They weren't going to accept my paperwork. And the lady, as nice as she could, pointed to the date. It was yesterday's date on the printed out form. Turns out, you gotta print that thing out and pay it that same day, or else you gotta do it again the next day. Imagine that. In the land of infinite manana time, this particular license fee document, of all things, is time sensitive. And you think you'd be clued into that anywhere? Nope, that would be way too logical. So at that point, again, I'm so glad I did not have a loaded gun on me. Always a wise decision, especially when on the road, in a government office, or at a bank. So anyway, I trudged on back to my residence. A nice case of checkout cashier rage brewing. Went back to the bank, which makes three times back to that bank just to pay the stinking fee. All in all, 2 days wasted. And all while I'm thinking of me, a real bona fide engineer, 25 years in Latin America, 90% fluent at least, can barely crawl my way through this process. What chance does the average Latin guy have? Remember, the average guy with a rusted out box that's never seen an oil change surely doesn't have a lawyer to do these things for him. Remember, 95% of Latin Americans who drive vehicles don't even have car insurance. I want to know how these guys maneuver through this strange, bizarre digital matrix their government seems to be creating for them. So anyway, like I said at the very beginning of this program, no matter how good your Spanish is and how determined and patient you are, you're gonna need a lawyer. Oh, and by the way, the last time I was in the bank, there were three people behind me holding their papers trying to do the same thing. And I noticed they were holding the papers that you're not supposed to give to the bank. That's what it said on the internet. Which leads me to believe that the whole damn digital system they've created is totally insecure. Oh, and remember, before we finish here, I want to remind you that Richard Martin is still signing up people for his Southeast Asian seminar taking place later in August in the city of Penang. His new email is rwlmartin1@gmail.com. Or you can reach him at his phone number, 305-454-2707.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
You've been listening to the Expat Files, living in Latin America, coming to you twice a week from somewhere south of the border. Email me, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out expatwisdom.com to sign up for your free reports on Latin America. See you next time. Nos vemos. She was a picture in old style.